So yeah, the whole family was going, and Bobby too. We spent a day packing. Aunt Sarah packed for both her and Uncle Star. I overheard them talking about the trip, and he almost insisted that Aunt Sarah stay home because of her condition. But she ran off a bunch of reasons why she should go. She's a big girl and can take care of herself. She hasn't had a fainting spell or even morning sickness since that one time. She needed to be near Uncle Star if anything did happen. Uncle Star finally gave in. Aunt Sarah went around the house with a smug look for the rest of the day. Bobby was so excited to be allowed to come along and asked if he could spend the night at our house so he wouldn't miss it. Mom and Dad agreed, and we played some video games before turning in that night. So the next day, we had to get up really early in the morning to catch the flight. Birch had our costume shipped ahead of time, so it was just our suitcases that needed to go. It seems we always end up having to go to Charlotte, North Carolina first, which is kind of funny, since it means we have to go east and south in order to go north and west. The layover in Charlotte was pretty short, and we got on a bigger jet to Chicago. That's where most of the waiting time was, so we had lunch there and spent some time looking around through the cool shops. Mom had to come after us because we lost track of the time. The flight from Chicago to Calgary was the longest, but they served snacks and gave us all headphones. Somewhere in the middle of the flight, we got some turbulence that had Birch running for the restroom. I guess he got airsick. Once the flight settled down again, he asked the attendant for some seltzer and an aspirin, and he seemed to be okay. We landed in Calgary about 6 their time, and were picked up at the airport by 2 limos which drove us to the estate. Les had arranged that with the concert organizers. They wanted us there before they began any prep work. It seemed pretty warm when we landed, around 60 or so, but once the sun went down, wow, it got cold. And it was summer, too. It wasn't freezing or anything, but I sure didn't expect temperatures this low. Uncle Star built a fire in the big fireplace downstairs. Yeah, this place looks just like a lodge. Lots of wood and wood furniture, woven rugs and stuff. Wow, this really is like a lodge, huh, Bobby?
Yeah, no kidding. Look at how much room is in here. It's huge.
And Grandma lived here all by herself? She really was a neat nick to have it this uncluttered.
I bet there's all sorts of stuff to explore in this place, too.
As tempting as that might be, boys, I have to go through everything, so please don't go messing anything up.
We won't, Mr. Borealis. I just find it kind of fascinating is all. I've never been anywhere this big or this nice.
Not even in Hawaii?
Nope. Aside from what I might have seen as a baby, most times when Dad and I go, we have a basic hotel room. Sure, we go surfing, and the ocean itself is huge, but we never went anywhere too big.
Well, this house was originally a trading post, so the downstairs area was for furriers to do trading. And they even have extra rooms upstairs that have not been used for years. Aurora and Sarah are preparing one of them for you two. Mostly just moving boxes and dusting.
Maybe we ought to go help.
Yeah.
It's all right, boys. I think they'd rather not have any help.
Oh, okay. By the way, thank you all for agreeing to let me come along. The weather here sure has been weird, though. How can it be so warm during the day and so cold at night?
It's the latitude, Bobby. Up here, the days are longer in the summer, which is why the sun sets so late. That extra sunlight makes the days fairly warm. But once the night sets in, that heat dissipates fairly quickly,
Uncle Star, can we skip the college lecture?
Oh, sorry. In any case, yes, the temperatures vary a lot here.
After a couple of hours, Bobby and I finally were told the room was ready, so we went upstairs. Wow, Bobby, look at this place! The bed looks like it's made from logs, and the quilt? This thing is handmade!
And look at the dresser over here. Wow, it looks really old. I bet it's been here a long time.
Yeah. Think it would be okay for us to put the stuff from our suitcases in it?
I don't know. We probably should have asked about that. I'd hate to do it and find out we weren't supposed to. I mean, your uncle did say not to mess with things.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I don't think that included the bed, do you?
I hope not. Gonna be kind of hard to get any sleep otherwise.
Well, let's just see how warm this is. You know, just a test.
Sounds good to me.
We must have been more tired than we thought, because the next thing I knew, I was waking up to the sun shining in the window.
Hey, Dipper. Dipper, wake up.
Is it morning already?
Yeah. Come on. I don't want to miss breakfast.
We got dressed and headed downstairs to the smell of bacon. Wow, did it ever smell good. Mom had made some oatmeal to go with it, which seemed an odd combination, but oh well, it was still good. I stepped outside to see how cold it was, and it wasn't. It had already gotten pretty warm. I guess Uncle Star was right. The sunshine does make a lot of difference.
Sunshine. My shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine.